The UN Special Envoy for Yemen says the plight of Yemeni people has worsened in the face of Saudi Arabia's war on the impoverished nation.
The plight of the people of Yemen has, if anything, worsened during this period. The pursuit of peace, which is the task to which I contribute, is measured as much against the lives and livelihoods daily lost across the various governorates of Yemen. Yemen bleeds, its people go hungry, its children, many of them, have not seen the inside of a classroom. In many ways, it's one of the world's most tragic places. This is the spur that encourages.
Martin Griffiths was briefing the Security Council via video conference. He said the economic situation in Yemen remains extremely fragile. He also touched upon a ceasefire deal reached in Sweden in December over the port city of Hodeidah. He said the Ansar Allah movement and the former Yemeni government have accepted a detailed plan for a much-delayed pullback from the flashpoint city. He, however, said no timetable has been announced for the withdrawal. The Ansar Allah movement has repeatedly accused Saudi Arabia of violating the ceasefire in Hodeidah. Former U.S. diplomat Michael Springman says the Saudi war on Yemen will not stop until Western countries halt arms sales to the kingdom.
Unless some real pressure is put on the Saudis and the Emiratis and then said, look, get out, and then they put whatever face on it you can possibly do, we're not going to sell you any more arms. The Germans, the people there, are up in arms about the German government selling weapons to the Saudis again to be used in Yemen. And of course, as the gentleman from Brussels said, the British and the Americans and the French are in there selling weapons of all kinds, major aircraft, large amounts of bullets and bombs. So it's going to continue until such a time as the people tell the Saudis, no more visas, no more weapons, no more foreign aid. You're going to have to stay home in your country, and that's the end of it. You won't be able to leave and see the rest of the world.